Yankee, India. I think I got a right cat formula. I think that's right.
Got it. It's Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India.
Yeah, Whiskey 4. Yeah, okay, I think I got that this time. Yankee, India, Yankee, I believe. I had to clean up the mess. I had to feed the cat, which is going wild, and I'm just trying to get everything done before the nurse gets here. She says she's going to show up as early as she can. I said, well, they're there, so I think she might show up at 6 in the morning, so I'm just starting to get moving, so in case she does.
How about you stay indoors today and stay safe?
I don't think anyone's going to come up here, because more than likely, they got 3 dogs downstairs, so if they come up here, and I'll hear them if they do.
Look at that.
Up in the worst area in the world for the cops out here. They're miserable to deal with.
The makers also.
A few problems that they run around with around here.
Well, it's good to hear you out there.
Turning that fan off, the hell of noise on receive. I didn't know if it's on transmit or not. My sounds, it looked pretty good.
No, I'm here some scratches.
Yeah, I heard a little scratch. I saw you, but other than that, I think I just wanted to see if I had antenna issues. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Your signal's not bad.
Well, I might have my beans pointed a tad bit away from the repeater.
Too bad it's pointed away from it.
Up towards, right at Mount Mitchell's repeater, more.
I wanted to hit because it's further away.
It's too hard when you're on stacked beams.
Vertical. I think I should try Mount Mitchell and see if I can. I should go down there and see if I can hit it. Because that'll tell how my antenna's doing. If they can hear me on Mount Mitchell, then I know I'm not doing that bad.
Normally hit it.
It is a little scratch in it, but sometimes when the antenna was in here in the house, it wasn't real good, but it's on the tower now. Maybe just for the heck of it, I'll go try to find Mount Mitchell and see if anyone's there. And I'll see if I can hit it.
He's up there. When you get up there, I'll holler at you.
What happened? Hang on, I'll jump up there. Okay, I'll come right clear.
Hey, Yankee India.
Okay, I found 6-1 anyway.
India, Yankee India.
Sure, okay, fine. So I think there's a pinch mark in his coax. I'm not sure if I gotta wait until the wind gets a little crazy to find exactly, but I'm not sure. I've got no SWR meter here, so I really don't know. It gets windy and the rain starts flying. If there's when the wind starts moving around, it should have a major problem.
Well, like you say, when it rains, things pick up more.
But if there's a problem with this car, the rain and moving it around, we'll find it so I can replace it.
Analyzer. Oh, too bad I'm not up there in Greenville. I would come by.
I wish. Because the thing is, with analyzer, you can actually find out. You can go through it, you can actually find out where the connection is, or actually where the coax it is.
Yeah, good.
A grid dip meter, I suppose with a grid dip meter, I might be able to make a coil, wind a coil on my grid dip meter, maybe, and get it. Find out when the wind starts blowing later tonight. I think we're going to get some thunderstorms later, some wind. So when that happens, I'll know right away.
Weather map earlier, I know it didn't go all the way up to where I needed to see it. but I saw some coming from Georgia up to South Carolina, but I don't know how far up in South Carolina it's going to go. But I'm going to get out of here. It's good to hear you out there, and talk to you later. Whiskey for India, Yankee India.
Atlanta usually hits us.
All right.
Threes, I'll let you get out of here. Cap, Chris Fidel.